We have two stories left. Next is the guy who deferred his turn, I think maybe out of fear and reason. Alex, come on up, man.
All right. No, do you want to defer it? Because I actually don't have a very good story. I had an idea in mind.
Yeah, that's right, fuckers.
I had an idea in mind, and the more I thought about it, the more I was just like, this is stupid. Why are you going to bring it up? But I'm going to do it because I'm here and because it is something that I never talk about. And so, why, when else am I going to talk about it? Alright, there's a few ladies here in the audience. So real fast, ladies, if you're feeling me, how many of you ladies would date, marry, sleep with, a guy who is shorter than you? 1, 2, 3. Okay, all of them. All of them. How many ladies are full of shit? Because this is what I wanted to talk about when I learned the theme was sex or whatever. This is the thing that I have dealt with as a nerd. That has been my thing that a long time ago I made peace with, and I decided to not give a shit about or talk about, because talking about it gave it power, and giving it power was something that I didn't need to do. But the fact of the matter is, I am unfuckable to a lot of women. Not you, sexy, classy ladies. You six lying-ass bitches. But to a general population of the women, I stand 5'4" on a sunny day, and I am generally unfuckable to a lot of women. Not because I am not handsome or smart or talented or everything else that I've been told that I am by these women, because I am, apparently, but because I'm just not tall. And one of these weird things about sex and about attraction and about the human condition is that we can't control these things, right? You can't control that you're into this sort of thing or you're into this sort of thing or that sort of thing or whatever. But for the greater population of females in our society, being a dude who is 5'4" on a sunny day, it's just kind of an automatic zero. And that's not to say that I'm hated by anyone. No one ever looks down at me and looks at me and says, you're worthless. It just means I am relegated to a point of not. That's it. It's just not. And I had to learn how to deal with that. In high school, everyone is like that. We're all unfuckable in high school, right? Like, we all have things that make us unattractive and terrible and variously just not appealing. But, in college, you're supposed to be kind of finding your feet, finding yourself who you are in the world. And I think I did that pretty well. I'm a bright kid. I surrounded myself with like-minded men and women and tried to ingratiate myself with a social circle. And I did, but what remained was that I'm still not. I can always be this sort of thing, which is like, yeah, a friend or a consort or that guy that gets my jokes or whatever, but it's not anything you did. It's not anything you said. You're just too fucking small, bro. And that's something that we all have to kind of accept. Except not. Because fuck that. So I kept going. I kept going and I kept going and I kept pushing against this thing that I knew was there for me. And I got really good at flirting. I'm a fucking amazing flirt. Guys, I'm engaged now, but, like, don't fucking leave me around your ladies. Because I'm real good at... She knows. I'm real good at flirting, and I learned how to flirt because I had no fear of failing because I was always going to fail. I was always going to fail. And it didn't matter anymore. So I got to be real good at playing that game anyway. And that was through college. And then I came out of college. And you know what's after college? Nothing. Life, right? That's what's supposed to happen for college is life. Well, after life, I still was meeting people and kind of surrounding myself with some people that I liked, which are funny, smart, compassionate people. And funny, smart, compassionate people have a higher percentage of being down with short dudes than drunk bitches, I guess. Is that the other category? It's not. But I kept surrounding myself with that sort of person, and I became aware that, like, yeah, maybe I was attractive to a certain conglomerate, to a certain subset, and I became okay with that, and eventually, you know, I had girlfriends and that sort of thing, and every girl I've ever dated, virtually every girl I've ever dated has been at least 2 inches taller than me, because I just stopped caring, because it's too hard to look for that other, that diminutive percentage that is in the other end of the equation that wants somebody that is a little bit taller than, but they are also 5 feet tall even. So that's what I did. And I stopped caring and I stopped thinking about it. And eventually it didn't become my thing anymore. It became the sort of thing I stopped thinking about. But when I became single dramatically, probably about, I guess, like 3 years ago or something like that, it came all crashing back. It came all crashing back that the dating scene was this thing that I was not invited into. And things like online dating and all that kind of shit still had this thing where it was like sexual orientation. Well, I'm straight. Height. Right underneath that shit. Well, okay. Yeah, I'm like 5'4". And then everything underneath that is dot, dot, dot. Because who gives a shit? And so that didn't happen. And what I ended up doing was falling into people. That's how I met people. By falling into people, by crashing into sort of people that didn't care about it the way that I don't care about it anymore. And joining communities like our fucking crazy comedy community, where everyone's an outcast. And I found a lady doing that. And she was an outcast, and she feared for people viewing her in certain ways, the way that I fear people viewing me in certain ways. But that's not what attracted us to each other. What attracted us to each other was I liked her eyes. I liked her smile. And I didn't think about that stuff when I talked to her. And I hope, in fact, I'm almost positive, she didn't think about that stuff when I talked to her or when she talked to me. But basically what I realized was, like, the rules of engagement for sex, they're out there, whether you want them or not. But they're also, you can just skirt them completely. Like, for everyone out there who's trying to do this thing and trying to find their way in the world. The fact of the matter is, like, those rules weren't written for you. Those rules weren't written for anyone. They're a facsimile of an idea. And the person that matches up with that idea is doing great, and everyone else wonders why they don't measure up. But we do. We all measure up. And if you cut through all the bullshit, it's there. It's absolutely there. And sex is just as dumb and awkward and super gross as it is for anyone who is 6 feet tall or double D breasted or a size zero or whatever. Even though everyone tells you that it isn't. Thanks, guys.